And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your musical entertainment.
1, 2, 1, line check.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
No Line Max.
Forest Effect.
This is the one to listen to.
It's been described as defeatist and pessimistic. Well, I don't think so.
I think it's degrading and disgusting for our children to hear and see such things.
Forest FM.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Set the dial to Forest FM. Playing sounds just like it was then. Loud and proud on your radio. Neil Lomax is ready to go. I wanna listen and I'll listen, alright. Get Teenage Kicks right through the night. Alright.
Why has it all got to be so terribly loud?
To the station! Music!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Forest FM.
Yeah.
Teenage Kicks on Forest FM with Neil Lomax. You've never heard of him, but the records are pretty good.
Well, good evening. Welcome to this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on 92.3 Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax, each and every week. Until we run out, basically. I think we'll keep us going for some time yet. We have a different cover version each week to open the show. With a difference, of course. So that's the Three Johns, the post-punk band from Leeds, formed in 1981. Their cover version of the T-Rex classic 20th Century Boy, which turned up on the Three Johns' Death of the European EP, released in 1985. Over the next hour, we've got tracks from Ultravox, Stiff Little Fingers, Action Pack, Killing Joke, Scars, brand new music from UK Subs from their final studio LP, as well as a brand new band called Gogs, another new track from Johnny Moped, a brand new single from Alternative TV, Colony, brand new track from them, this week's archive radio sessions from The Ruts from 1979, and we also have this from Basement 5. Reggae punk fusion band formed back in London in 1978. That was Basement 5 and Riot from their 1980 debut LP called 1965 to 1980, produced by the legendary producer Martin Hannett, who I guess is best known for his work with people like Joy Division. That was a very short career for Basement 5 as well. I think one of their earliest gigs supporting Public Image Limited on their famous Christmas Day gig at the Rainbow in London in 1978. Before splitting in 1981, Dennis Morris, their front man, one of the original, he replaced Don Letts as a vocalist with Basement 5, is more known these days for his excellent photography work. Now we go to an early track from 1977 from Ultravox.
office and taking bites from every kiss. Past is dead, tomorrow's too far. All the chemicals, the bars, colored hair, cheap tattoos, they fail you on that point of view.
Young savage, young savage, it's like a steel wall, sticks like a dance hall. Young savage, young savage, anything goes where no one knows your name.
Stranger, subway dweller, dead end danger, kicking through the dust of friends who never gave, they'd only lend. Every sneer is thrown away with practiced gestures of disdain. The outlaw stands in so pedantic, hate the world, it's so depressing.
The band started life as Tiger Lily, so I think it was a wise choice to change that to Ultravox, formed in 1974 in London. And from 1974 to 1979, their original vocalist John Fox was the frontman of that band, who sang on that track there. That was Young Savage, their second single released in May of 1977, before John Fox leaving for a solo career in 1979. Midge joining the band, and then their commercial success took off, really. From 1978 now, a seldom heard B-side from Stiff Little Fingers.
69, it was fine. You said, but by 79, it's gonna be mine.
I said,
1 you don't hear very often from Stiff Little Fingers, the B-side to their 1978 classic alternative Ulster, Stiff Little Fingers and 78 RPM. They are playing live in August. I'm not sure the exact date, but I do know the Rebellion Festival at the Winter Gardens in Blackpool starts Thursday, August the 4th, and goes right the way through to Sunday, August the 7th, which is a sort of punk and alternative music festival from which you can catch Stiff Little Fingers live.
Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks on Forest FM, as your listening is important to us.
What's it all about?
t-shirts and mini skirts. Don't push round the mulberry bush. Don't push round the mulberry bush. That's what it's all about.
Harsh criticism there for some of the 60s films in the mention in the lyrics. Although I take exception to one or two, because they mention one or two 60s films they're actually quite light. That was a band called Action Packed, and that was 60s flicks from their People EP from 1983. Action Packed were a punk band formed in 1981 in Stanwell and Middlesex before splitting in 1986. And they featured guitarist Des Stanley, who was also known as Wild Planet. And we play that for him tonight because he sadly passed away back in February this year. Now we're going to play a track from the brand new and final studio LP from the UK Subs. Band who formed way back in the sort of first wave of UK punk in 1976. Charlie Harper, their mainstay and vocalist with an ever-evolving and changing lineup. This is their final LP. They've done a studio LP using every letter of the alphabet, so obviously now they are at Z. And the album is called Zizo, and that was a track from it. They're called Polarization from a UK Sub. Sounding a lot heavier these days as well with that, and they are still on form as well as a live band if you want to catch the UK Subs live. Now we go for a brand new band, and information brought to me thanks to Philip Rabbits in Ringwood, who recommended this band. They're called Gogs. We'll be right back. Featuring Ty Segall, American multi-instrumentalist, singer-songwriter and record producer, best known for a prolific solo career during which he's released 8 studio LPs alongside various EPs and singles. A band are called Gogs, and that was a track called Glendale Junkyard from their debut LP, their self-titled debut LP, which will be released in July via the In The Red record label. So we'll look forward to hearing that for sure. Gogs there and Glendale Junkyard. Something a bit older now from Killing Joke.
Dreams of a new world.
never fail to impress me, this band. Now, Killing Joke, and a track from their MMX11 album, was 2012 in Roman numerals, released surprisingly in April of 2012, and that was Corporate Elect.
The records that other stations like have not been recognized. Please stay tuned to Teenage Kicks and try again.
This is a public service announcement.
You're tuned to Britain's grooviest radio show,
Teenage Kicks.
Neil Lomax.
Forest FM.
I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell and I'm not going to take this anymore.
All I have on is Teenage Kicks with Neil Lomax on Forest FM.
It's a real cool baby.
Legend that is Johnny Moped. Had a very on and off career from the mid 1970s. Formed in Croydon in 1975. Various names, including Johnny Moped and the Five Arrogant Superstars, and also call themselves Assault and Buggery. And then the commercial band before reverting to Johnny Moped by January of 1975. Recently, the subject of a documentary by Captain Sensible's son, Fred Burns, called Basically Johnny Moped, which I'm yet still to see. And this is a track from his brand new LP, his first album in many a year. The album is called It's a Real Cool Baby. And that's the title track there, Real Cool Baby, there from Johnny Moped. Back to 1981, to this from Scars.
College to a halt. They pulled me out of my face, 'cause she's lying on the ground.
very underrated post-punk band from Edinburgh, formed back in 1977. They were called Scars, originally called The Scars, and then just calling themselves Scars. And that was a track called She's Alive from their one and only studio LP called Author Author, released in 1981 before the band splitting in 1982. Although, I believe in November 2010, they did a one-off reunion gig in Edinburgh, their first live appearance then in 25 years. So some brand new music now. We featured them a few weeks ago. Another track from the Bedfordshire four-piece. This is Colony.
Found and drowned in the tears of self-pity, frozen to the toes with the death of plenty, hopeless to the bone, needy and warm. So unsee, the future ain't pretty, shiver to the shadows, the blame's still steady, faithless to the cold, hatred is gone. Black Sunday makes me smile. Black Sunday makes me smile. Black Sunday makes me smile. Absorbed by the rain, ignored and betrayed, the promise of life, agony and pain. Absorbed by the rain, ignored and betrayed, the promise of life, agony and pain. Black Sunday makes me smile. Black Sunday makes me smile. Black Sunday makes me smile. Foul and drown in the tears of self-pity, frozen to the toes with the death of plenty, hopeless to the bone, needy and warm. So I see the future ain't pretty, shiver to the shadows, the blame's still steady, faithless to the cold, hatred is strong.
Another track from the Bedfordshire four-piece called Colony, who were formed back in August last year. The title track to their Black Sunday EP, Black Sunday there from Colony, featuring Christian Arnold, Craig Walter, Chris Lipscomb and Danilo Palazzi. And I've probably pronounced your surname wrong again, Danilo. Tongue-tied again, do apologise. It's from their Black Sunday EP, which you can find at iTunes, Apple Music, Spotify and at SoundCloud. You can follow them on Twitter at Colony Band. Now, a delight to play a brand new single from Alternative TV.
Just all.
just proved the studios didn't play all their music at 100 miles an hour from their classic album called Funhouse, released back in July 1970. That was The Stooges and Dirt. And Iggy Pop at the moment, the front man of The Stooges, enjoying success with his latest album, Post-Pop Depression, which I can strongly recommend. We played several tracks on the show in previous weeks. And before that, a brand new track from Alternative TV. Many of you will have heard of Alternative TV. They were formed by Mark Perry, one of the founding editors of The Sniffing Glue magazine. Came back last year with a cracking new album called Opposing Forces. This is a brand new single from Alternative TV called This Little Girl, and it's one off of a double A-sided single which is available with Art School Projects as a B-side, available now £5 through the band's website on that vinyl 7-inch. Neither tracks are featured on the album Opposing Forces, so brand new material there from Alternative TV. Now we go to this week's archive radio session. Each week we play a track from the archives. We've called it In Session. It's from May of 1979 this week, from The Ruts.
Archive radio.
Forest FM.
A track originally turning up on their debut album, The Crack, recorded in 1979, but there they were, recorded In Session. That was from May of 1979, from The Ruts. That was Sus. Now, our last track for this evening, a brand new band from Toronto, Ontario. Well, brand new to the show, anyway. They've been around a few years. They are called Alves.
We'll be right back.
Last song of this evening, brand new band of the show called Alves from Toronto, Ontario, and that was a track called Adult Diversion from their self-titled LP, which was released back in July of 2014. There, two women, three men, a crate of C86 tapes, and a love of Jingle Jangle, so they say on their webpage. And as I say, the one that rounds off this week's edition of Teenage Kicks here on Forest FM with me, Neil Lomax. Thanks very much for your messages on Mixcloud and Twitter, and hope you can join me again next Monday evening here on 92.3 Forest FM and online at www.forestfm.co.uk.
That's it. Stop now. Stop. Time's up.
Forest FM.
And now, we join Paul Jerome for Breaking Rock.